Blog Talk Radio.
Together again, the church together. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Pastor Mom and I are sitting here on this beautiful Sunday morning, and she looks beautiful and wide awake. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Pastor Mom, you can say welcome to everybody first.
Welcome, everybody.
Good to see you. You glad to see everybody?
Glad to see everybody.
All right. All right. Let's, hallelujah. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in
heaven.
Hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be
done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us our
daily bread.
And forgive us our debt as we forgive
our debt.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow.
Amen.
Amen. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's go on to our scripture. We'll be in Psalm 100 today. So if our choir is ready to sing Psalm 100 and verse 5, and whatever else the Lord lays on your heart on this wonderful Thanksgiving Sunday, hallelujah. Amen. You guys, pressure number one key, if you are ready, if our choir is ready on this morning. And I just want to stop again and just say, I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you and pray that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And in case you didn't know, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. It kind of snuck up on me. I don't know if it snuck up on you, but it looked like it just came so quickly. So we're still with Thanksgiving in our hearts. Hallelujah, with a grateful heart, we're always having Thanksgiving. Amen. I didn't preach my sermon. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 100. Let's read the entire psalm together. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. We're thankful to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, choir. Sing that fifth verse for us. Welcome, Minister Rachel and choir. Your line is open over here.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
For the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all.
My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
every
you,
knee shall bow, it shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Gabriel was singing a little bit. When
amen.
I came by,
amen. Well, he's part of the choir. Hallelujah.
That's important.
Amen.
Now.
Thank you all.
We love y'all. God bless.
Love you. Thank y'all for being ready once again. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There was a little, there was some extra pep in that one this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So we are magnifying the Lord. We're exalting his name. He has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. Hallelujah. And we call that pearls to ponder. his names, his character, his nature, that he is the pearl, and then to ponder on it. It's to think about it, rolling around in our heads. Hallelujah. Let him give us a show enough revelation about him, because his ways are past finding out. But when he reveals them, hallelujah, they're for us and for our children forever. Glory to God. So as we ponder these pearls, he reveals more and more to us. Well, each month he gives us a different pearl to ponder on, a different part of his character and his nature to ponder on. So this month we are looking at the God of patience. God is patient. And he was just talking to me so much about him being patient. It was just so beautiful. We went to Joel 2 verses 12 to 14, and it says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God." Hallelujah. So when we're talking about God being patient, he is slow to anger. That means he is long-suffering. All of that is the patience of God. And also in this scripture, it talks about, for he is gracious and merciful and then slow to anger. All of that goes together. And the graciousness of God that leads to his patience is that his graciousness is his favor. And it's how he shows kindness and compassion. And he sees us as a treasure that he delights regardless of our status or our behavior. Hallelujah. Now that's a Selah. Amen. Because of his graciousness, that's what makes him patient. That's what makes him slow to anger. That's what makes him long-suffering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then with God's patience, being slow to anger and long-suffering, God looks at time differently than we do. Now, we may live, the Bible says that we could even live up to 120 years. And sometimes, you know, we think about, oh, man, the past 5 years, I just, you know, things just haven't been quite right, and you know, the past 20 or even 30 years. And it's like, you know, we realize that we have maybe missed the mark of God. And then we say, well, God, how can you put up with this? I've been here a long time. But God's time is different than ours. He is patient, slow to anger, and long-suffering. And now let's look at what God's timing looks like. This is why he's so patient. Psalm 90 in verse 4. Psalm 90 in verse 4 says this: "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night." So if we live to be 1,000 years, it's just like yesterday. It's like a day to him. 2 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9, talk time as well, God's time as well. "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So 1,000 years is but a day to the Lord. So let's think about that for a moment, thinking about the patience of God. The disciples died over 2,000 years ago, or about 2,000 years ago. So the disciples have been in heaven, absent from their body and present with the Lord for about 2 days, a couple of days in God's sight, looking that a day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years is as a day. They've only been there for a couple of days. Hallelujah. And then, you know, we start to look back at our loved ones, you know, who, I mean, I have a grandparents who have passed over 20 years. They haven't even been in heaven a day yet in God's eyes. And they've been there for minutes. Hallelujah. 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 And then, so that just goes to show us God's long suffering. You know, it's long. It's longer to us than it is to Him. Praise God. And because His time, His thoughts of time, is different than ours. And then we think about when Jesus says, "I'm coming back soon." Well, it's been over 2,000 years of our time, but in His eyes, it's only been a couple of days. He's coming back soon. And even think about with Lazarus, you know, he didn't get to Lazarus until the fourth day. And they say, well, Lazarus thinketh. But that was still time for him to do what he was going to do, because he is patient, slow to anger, and he is long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we praise God for his patience with us, for his love for us, for his graciousness towards us, for his favor, his loving kindness. He is slow to anger towards us. Hallelujah. We need to ponder on that for a while. Amen. Amen. And here's a song of the Lord of Patience. It's a rap song. I thought it was pretty cool. Amen.
Lord, we worship you. We know that everything we owe you. And when we reflect on the time before we came to know you, how we were unbelievers, committing tons of treason. We had 100 reasons why we wouldn't come to Jesus, but they were all excuses, because our thoughts were useless. That's what the dark produces. Father, you already knew this. We were foolish and clueless, just as ruthless as Judas. Who knew that you would choose to pursue us and move to woo us? So after waiting with patience as we would run from you, you activated our faith so that we would come to you. Your law exposed our sins so that we would know the danger and take refuge in the only Savior who's slow to anger. And as our teary eyes beheld the cross of our King, we understood the true meaning of long suffering. Who can record your graces, adored through scores of ages? Your reward is the nations, for you are the Lord of patience. So patient, Lord.
Hallelujah. He is the Lord of patience. Glory to God. He is gracious. He's slow to anger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more we ponder on that, the more grateful we are and the more thankful we are. Hallelujah. This Thanksgiving, and we're great with a grateful heart. We are thankful for his long suffering, for his patience. He waited on us. Hallelujah. Some people don't wait on you, but God does. Amen. Amen. That's our pearls to ponder for today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Touch my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hopefully it touched your heart as well. Glory to God. And speaking of your heart, Y'all, get yourself ready. At one point in our service today, we're going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to say what you're thankful to God about. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I just know everybody that's listening has a grateful heart and is thankful to God. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job 22 and verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. His word stands forever. Praise God.
Lord, we worship you. We know that everything we owe you. And when we reflect on the time before we came to know you, how we were unbelievers.
Maybe we need to hear a little bit of that again. Amen. It just kind of popped right on. Thank you, Jesus. Let's do our declaration. Repeat after me. No weapon. Formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do shall prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Amen. And that's from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Okay, let's do another one. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything trying to be on you right now, that dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, you may have to say that while you're sneezing. You may have to say that in the middle of you coughing. You may have to say that when things are going on all around and about you. Hallelujah. But say it anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. That was like a object lesson right there. Say it while you're sneezing. Say it while you're coughing. Amen. If you continue to forbid any malfunction in your body, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our declarations for today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hear some praise and worship. Now, this song, I've been kind of talking about it already, but there's a couple of thank you songs that just kept coming to my heart on this week, and this is one of the biggies. It's been around for quite a while, And it's a wonderful song to praise God on. Amen. For every mountain. Amen. We don't own the rights to this song, but we worship God with it. Amen.
I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We got so much to thank you for, Lord God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We've seen many mountains be moved because of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those things in the natural that you've done. We thank you for those things you've done in the spirit realm, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name. If I had 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to thank you, to praise you. Hallelujah. According to how you're worthy to be praised. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got so much to thank you for, Lord God. We got so much to thank you for, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for things seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keeping us in our right mind, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting. You and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Amen. 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 We're going to, as we go into praying over our finances, I just want to thank God again and again and again. It's so many things. And with the finances, hallelujah, he has done exceeding abundantly above all that I could even ask, think, or even imagine. And yesterday I was just led to just look at my bank account. You know, I look at it, you know, every other day or something like that. I looked in my bank account and I was like, hey, where this money come from? And I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but it came from God, and I can thank him for that. And, you know, I looked at it and I said, well, you know, a while back, I've had this bank account for over 20 years. And so a while back, I had given some people my bank account number. And, you know, they asked me for it, and I had given it to them. And, you know, like, hey, whenever the Lord leads you, you know. And so people have had my bank account. Now, that's been so long ago, I don't even remember all the people I gave my bank account number to. But money showed up in my account. Money showed up in my account yesterday. And you can kind of tell how it got in there. Whoever put it in went to the bank and put it in. It wasn't mailed to me or anything. It was put in the bank account using my number, and a teller at a bank deposited the money in my account. Glory to God. So no one has said that they did it yet. I know it came from the Lord. I thought it was one of my friends in New Jersey, and I contacted her, and she said, no, it wasn't me, but I'm thinking about putting some money in your account. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. Amen. And I have some other testimonies that I can tell, and I'll be telling those next month. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God is good. Amen. He's worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, when money comes in like that, that means it needs to flow. Hallelujah. Amen. That, of course, that means the tithes and the offerings come out of that. It needs to flow. Hallelujah. And then whatever the Lord says do, it needs to flow. And then more comes back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. I have so much to thank God for, I'm telling you. Let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. Hallelujah. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances. Kingdom first. Knowing that as I do, according to Luke 12:31, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then on top of that, we thank you, Lord, as we sow these blessing seeds, we remember harvest time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. Our Cash App, that's our Cash App. Our Zelle for the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is 973-951-9921. That's our Zelle. 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you may give at the door, and that's 2E. Hallelujah. And you can mail your check and make it payable to ESLCCC. You can mail it to your check or money order and mail it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Lord Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those who are tithing right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you on this, test you on this. See, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that it would be too much for us to receive. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. So that really our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Glory to God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It just made me think about I was purging some things and packing some things and looking through envelopes and found $20. I said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And for those givers, Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers that they're going to get it back. We're going to get it back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Overflow blessings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where you say you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah, as you have said in your word. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do have a birthday that's coming up this week. She's not on with us, but we still want to honor her. This Andromeda or Andromeda, she was with us for a long time, and now she's in a nursing home. And next on the 22nd, or they call her Miss Annie or Miss Andy, and on the 22nd, she's going to be 90 years of age. Hallelujah. And I just spoke with her this past week. For those of you who know who I'm talking about, I gave her a call, and we just had a wonderful conversation. And she was telling me that the place where she is mostly Catholic. So there are some things that she does by the Spirit of the Lord that they just kind of don't understand, and also that she's not allowed to take communion with them. And but she said she continues to do what the Lord tells her to do. So there was a woman who was walking down the hall. She was bent over. Her back was in pain, and she was having a hard time. And so Miss Annie asked the lady if she could pray for her. And she prayed for the lady's back, and she kept going. She said the next time she saw the lady wasn't bent over anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The woman was upright. Glory to God, with no pain in her back. Amen. So hallelujah. Still blessing. God's still working through the saints, even in their just about to be 90. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I guess we were kind of catching up with some of the people from the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. There was a lady, Evangelist Laverne, who she was our speaker, one of our speakers. And she would speak, I think she would speak on the first Sunday of the month, and that was, you know, well before the pandemic. And she just turned 88 this year. Hallelujah. So we were talking to her. So she's still bringing the word, and she got up and did and spoke at her church last Sunday. They thought she was the main speaker. Amen. So we've been blessed to know some beautiful saints of God. And God is still using the saints, even in their older years. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go on and get ready for the word today. God does have a word. For those of you who just joined, just kind of prepare yourself to be able to give thanks to the Lord. Prepare, you know, a testimony that you want to thank him after the sermon today. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go into the word today, we're going to hear Give Thanks. And this is C.C. Winans. We don't own the rights to this song, but we can thank the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We give thanks to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right here and right now. Hallelujah. In our hearts. Hallelujah. Out of our mouths, Lord God. We give thanks to you, Lord. You have been better to us than we have even been to ourselves, Lord. We have to thank you. We have to give you praise. We have to give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our breath comes out of our mouth because of you, Lord God. We are alive right now because of you, Lord. Hallelujah. This day and this time, many have gone on, but we're right here. You saw a fit for us to be here. We have to give you thanks, Lord God. And we thank you even for those who have gone home to be with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You allowed them to be here during their time. And so we still give you thanks, Lord God. In all things, we give you thanks. And we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, this song that just played with CC Wine and singing is Give Thanks with a Greater Word. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. And the name of this sermon, the title is The Art of Giving Thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've done a sermon similar to this years ago called The Art of Giving Thanks. Amen. It bears repeating. There's an art to it of giving thanks. And the first thing is to have a grateful heart. Hallelujah. I'm going past myself. But anyway, this song that you just heard was written in 1978 by Henry Smith. And Henry Smith wrote a lot of songs. He wrote over 300 songs that were not published. But this particular one was published. And it was written after Henry Smith, after he had trouble finding a job after graduating from college. And he also suffered from a condition that eventually left him legally blind. And he was at his church in Williamsburg, Virginia, and his pastor was preaching about Jesus and was talking about how Jesus made himself poor to make others rich through him. And as he was listening to that song, the words to this song came to his heart. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. You know, he was thinking about Jesus when he wrote that song. And so he began to perform that song in church. And while he was in church, just to show you how God puts things together, while he was singing it, him and his wife were singing it in church. There was someone who came. He was a United States military officer, and he heard the song, and he was stationed over in Europe, and he took it back over to Europe with him. And the popularity of that song just spread throughout Europe. And then in 1986, what is that, 7 years later, eight years later, Integrity Music published the song on their Hosanna Music, and back then it was an audio cassette. And they published it, and they said that the author was unknown. And then later on, Don Moen, who is very well known in many circles as one who sings praises to the Lord, he did a whole album called Give Thanks. Then when that came out, Henry Smith found out about it and contacted Integrity to let them know that he was the author of that song. And then he signed on as a writer with the publisher in agreement for them letting them use the song. Is that awesome? You know, he wrote 300 songs, but this is the one that came out. Give thanks a grateful heart. Hallelujah. So, of course, you know, I was very, very encouraged by that. Because over the years, God has given me many songs. And I've written them down. I've recorded them, you know, on a laptop recorder or on my phone. And there was a song, and I'm going to see if the Lord brings this song back to me, because I feel like he's nudging me to sing it. A song that I wrote, that he gave me a long time ago. I was still in New Jersey when he gave me this song. But after listening, after reading that about how he got that song, how Henry Smith got that song, the words to the song, some words began to come up to finish this song. The song was not finished. And it just last night, the Lord had me singing this song and put the finishing part to the song. Hallelujah. So pray with me, y'all. Amen. This is one of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that you sing to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your love and mercy.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, love, and mercy. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Can't always trace your hand, but I can trust your heart. You see, you know, you care, and you work behind the scenes for me. Can't always trace your hand, but I can trust your heart. You see, you know, you care, and you work behind the scenes for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Yes, Lord. For all you've done, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of those words, the words you can't always trace your hand, but I can trust your heart. That's someone that I heard years ago. And then you see, you know, you care, and you work behind the scenes, and you know, Pastor Price, that's you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank and praise the Lord for that song. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So let's go into the art of giving thanks. Amen. The art of something is to learn about it. The art of something is to be trained in it. The art of something is to receive it, to receive that, to gain understanding and to know and become well-versed in it. So the art of giving thanks is to learn about giving thanks, to be trained in giving thanks, to receive giving thanks, to gain an understanding of giving thanks, to know giving thanks inside and out, and to become well-versed in giving thanks. Amen. Now, Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord. That's Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. It says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we give thanks to the Lord with all our heart. Our heart has to be in it to truly give him thanks. That's part of the art of giving thanks, is that it comes from our heart, and it comes from a graceful heart, a grateful heart. Hallelujah, to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Amen. And when, you know, even back to the song again, give thanks with a grateful heart. The only way that we can give thanks in all circumstances, hallelujah, is to have a grateful heart and to be grateful unto God in every situation and every circumstance. Hallelujah. So there is an etiquette dimension of giving thanks. Excuse me. As we learn to give thanks, we've learned as human beings, as children, I don't know about you, but I learned as a child. I've learned these words, please and thank you. Amen. Please, I say please if I want something, and thank you after I've been given it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And please, thank you, and you're welcome are the most common phrases in English. Hallelujah. Say it to be polite when somebody does something for you or gives you something. Hallelujah. And we say you're welcome as a polite response when someone thanks you for something. So there's some general thank you phrases, and you might grab a hold to some of these. These are, you know, just phrases that people say when they want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate your consideration, guidance, help, and time. I sincerely appreciate, you know, whatever they did. My sincere appreciation, gratitude, thanks, my thanks and appreciation. Please accept my deepest hallelujah. That's what we say in the world. Now, giving thanks to God leads to praise. When we begin to thank God, it goes right into praise. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 13. 1 Chronicles 29 and 13 says, now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. There it is. First, thank thee, and then we praise thy glorious name. So thanking God and praise, it just flows together. There's a scripture that we just read this morning, Psalm 100 and verse 4, and it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So here we go again. Thanksgiving led to praise. Now, when this was put together, the tabernacle was still there. Back in the time of David, you know, when the Psalms were written, they still had the tabernacle. And so what happened was they had to go through literal gates, hallelujah, to bring their offerings into the gates. And then they had the courts. The courts were the outer court and then the inner court, but only the priest could go into that inner court. Hallelujah. And so they were talking about you go through the gates with thanksgiving, and then you enter his courts with praise. And if you want to go even further than that, what in the tabernacle, they would enter his gates with thanksgiving. They would enter the outer court with praise. They would go into the inner court, hallelujah. And the gate, they would bring their offerings into the gate. So they were thanking God. Hallelujah. Thanking God, you know, I got an offering. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for even receiving the offering, because God didn't always receive everybody's offering now. You know, if it had a blemish and all of that stuff, he wasn't receiving it. So being thankful that God even received their offering that they were bringing. Then they would be in the outer courts. That's when the offering would be sacrificed. Hallelujah. In that outer court area. And so that's when the praise would happen. Hallelujah. Just praising God that this offering was going up to him. The sacrifice was going up to him. Hallelujah. As a thank offering, as a praise offering, whatever offering it was, a heave offering. Hallelujah, was given to God. And then the inner court is where, that's where the showbread was. That's where the candles were. That's where the praise, the prayers would go up, the incense. That would be there in that inner court. And only the priest that was selected at that time could go into that inner court. And then beyond that was the veil. And there was the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, and that's when the worship took place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's like when we began to thank God, we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. We're thanking him. We're praising him. And then we're going right up into worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this art of thanksgiving, hallelujah, it's just giving God thanks for whatever's going on. There's, you know, because even if it's a bad thing going on, you know, it could have been worse. A lot of times I think about that. It's like, this could have been much worse than it was. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel, praise thee. Oh, God of my fathers. There we go again. Thanking God leads you on to praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And so as we thank the Lord, we're going somewhere. And remember that. If you're not even feeling like you want to thank God for anything, remember what he has done for you in the past. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy tries to put people in some kind of, the word I'm thinking about, excuse this word, some kind of funk, you know, or try to bring a dark cloud on people and try to get them depressed, especially going into the holidays. And try to make them think of who's not here anymore or what they may not have on the table or how things may look around and about them. But you got a lot to thank God for. We have a lot to thank God for. Hallelujah. It could have been much worse than it is right now. We have so much to thank God for. And he wants us to have a heart of gratitude where we're just grateful, grateful. There's a song by Hezekiah Walker, and he says it so many times, grateful, 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 over and over again. Grateful, 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 grateful. He's talking about having a grateful heart, that we're grateful to God. And we can see beyond our circumstances, beyond our situations, and see God in the midst. Hallelujah. And we can be grateful. Hallelujah. And every time we thank God, we're going someplace. We're going into praise, and we're going into worship. And the Lord shows up, and he is in the midst. As we worship him, hallelujah. And as Pastor Price has been saying lately, and I'm in total agreement with it, you may be one praise away from your breakthrough.
you may be one praise away from your breakthrough. So start thanking God. Go on into that praise. Go on into that worship. Hallelujah. And watch God do a breakthrough. Even, I know, you know, I've shared this with you all. I was encouraged by Pastor Price, encouraged by the Lord to praise the Lord. And once I praised the Lord, I was one praise away from a house that we've been waiting on for 3 years, been looking for 3 years. After that praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, the breakthrough came through. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to tell so many details of the breakthrough. It just wasn't one. It has been a ripple effect of breakthrough after breakthrough. And I know that I know that I know that it started with a grateful heart, thanking God. It went into praise. The breakthrough happened. The worship went forth. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and praise you right now. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for teaching us more about how to praise you, how to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to be trained in it. We want to learn how to just thank you and have a grateful heart at all times. We want to gain an understanding of giving thanks to you always. And we want to know about giving thanks from the inside out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to be well-versed in giving you thanks no matter what's going on around and about us and how we're feeling, that we still want to give you thanks. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. And even this Thanksgiving, Lord God, whatever's going on in our lives, in our family's life, we choose even now to thank you, to be grateful, to thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you're listening now and you are not for sure if you are saved, if you are born again, you can start thanking God right now because you're about to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." God loves you so much. He knows everything about you, and he still loves you. And he wants you to be saved. He doesn't want you to perish. Hallelujah. That's why he gave Jesus. Amen. And so Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, and the Bible is true, to believe that. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. None of us was here. So we have to make a choice by faith to believe. So by faith, say this out of your mouth and repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you now to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we want to just thank God for you right now that, yes, you are saved. Yeah, it was a short prayer, but it has eternal implications. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God, and he loves you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. And now we want to pray over you. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then even power to pray in their very own prayer language. Let your rivers of living water flow through them right now. Give them their very own prayer language. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and to grow with us. Amen. After we tell you about what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we're going to be opening up the line so that those of you, hallelujah, who want to give thanks to God and just share what God has done, that you just want to just thank him, we'll be opening up the lines in just a few moments. Hallelujah. In the meantime, we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Some of us have been saved for a long time, and some are just now getting saved, and we all learn and grow together. The Lord put together this Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts to help us all learn and grow together, learn in him and grow in him together. Amen. So you can connect with us by calling area code 516-418-5699. That's area code 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And our broadcasts are every Sunday. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Next Sunday, we'll be back. We're going to do a little bit of the Book of Job on next Sunday. And so join us. We plan on, well, we're getting to the part where God is showing up. Hallelujah. We're almost there. Praise God. So meet us on next Sunday. I will be preaching, Lord willing. Amen. Hallelujah. On Mondays, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that's our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God as she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday is our prayer time. And we pray in tongues on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time, and then we go into our interpretation of tongues. The Lord has been telling us things, revealing secrets to us. He even let us know that there was going to be an attack on Israel before it happened, and he told us what the end's going to be. Amen. And we're praying to that end, hallelujah, that it will end quickly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, we have two different broadcasts. The second Wednesday of the month is our prophetic healing broadcast. Glory to God. God has just been using that broadcast in great ways. The next time is going to be Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our co-host, Elder Philip Hockey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. Now, the last time we were together earlier this month on the second Wednesday in November, we prayed for a lady who wasn't even on the line, but someone called and said, pray for her. She was about to have surgery on last Friday. Don't you know God healed her? She didn't even have to have surgery on Friday. Again, they couldn't find anything. Hallelujah. So you might want to mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends and your family, meet us here. And this is going to be our last broadcast of the year. So and we always go out with a bang. The Lord does great and awesome things. So meet us December 13th, Wednesday, December 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our other Wednesday broadcast is the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's the latest addition to Get 'Em Radio is the Anointed Pandemic Babies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are having that broadcast on Get 'Em Radio. So you can call in, and that's going to be this Wednesday, the 22nd of December, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to do what we did the last time. We went to Google Meet. We stayed on Get 'Em Radio, and we sent the link to Google Meet because these children are doing things that we just need to see with our eyes. Hallelujah. You know, I'll be sending you the link to Google Meet as well. And we have some really good videos showing what these babies are doing now. Amen. That's this Wednesday, the 22nd of November, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And then the last one, hallelujah. That's our shofar. Hallelujah. We are just announcing once again that we are celebrating the Lord, and we're using that shofar, hallelujah, to announce that we're celebrating the Lord for the Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary. Praise his holy name. Amen. So we have a heart of gratitude towards the Lord for keeping us and guiding us these 11 years. So we're celebrating him. Amen. Every Thursday this month. So far we've had Apostle Patrice preach on that first Thursday. The second Thursday was Minister Elaine, Evangelist Samba. And this Thursday, Thanksgiving, yes, 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 have you a good meal and come and get a good word. We will be here on this Thursday evening with Elder Robin Porter from New Jersey. Glory to God. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. All these words have just been awesome. They've just been such a blessing from the Lord as we celebrate him for our 11th anniversary. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So and that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Amen. Now we're going to open up the line for those who want to give thanks. Amen. Pastor Mom is sitting here first. Amen. You had said earlier you wanted to thank the Lord. Amen. Long time ago, you used to say, I just want to thank the Lord that I'm able to say thank you.
Mm.
Amen. You glad to be able to say thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else you want to thank God for?
Yeah, just thank the Lord.
You just thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank the Lord for being able to see you this morning. I thank the Lord for being able to touch you this morning. Hallelujah. This beautiful 91-year young.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you. Are you thanking the Lord?
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Okay. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we're gonna we're opening up the lines now. I was trying to give a little time here left to open up the lines. We'll start with Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, I had to take my mute off.
Oh, okay.
Hi, we love you all. We were blessed by the service and the singing. When you were singing a song that God, you know, the beautiful Holy Spirit gave to you to worship him. So it was just so beautiful. And I'm glad that you're singing on the earth as recorded. So when we listen to the archives, God will still keep all blessing our heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And if the choir wants to learn that, that's okay with me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Everyone say hi.
Oh, wow. Lots of voices.
Yeah, that was Gabriel. And there was Malachi. Everyone said hi, except for Renee. She's in the room. Amber.
Amen.
I didn't see him.
Amen. Hello, everybody. I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Did you want to thank God for anything before we go?
Yes, I thank God for blessing us to know you and this beautiful ministry because he truly is in the midst of us. And I thank God for knitting all of us together in Christ Jesus and showing me his blessings and his best and just keeping us all strong in him and having us on his mind. For God to have us on his mind, that's a beautiful blessing to be thankful for. That's worth more than gold, that the Almighty has you and me, our family, our purpose. He included us in his plan, in his story. You know how they say history? He included us because of Christ Jesus, for us to be in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus in us, Christ in us, that precious ministry, that precious mystery. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just thank him every second for that. Hallelujah. We'll praise the weight with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Daddy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you all. I'm going to go on mute now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. That is such a wonderful way to see it.
Oh, and I sent you a message, too, that you can read.
Yeah, I
sent you
that.
Some messages. Okay.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Faye, opening up your line.
Good morning, everyone. I thank the Lord for something that he showed. Good morning. I thank the Lord for something that he showed me. I was working in a hospital and gave a man that was terminal a Bible. And every day when I stopped by to see him, he looked like he was doing pretty good. The next day, he looked like he was even happier. And then about the second or third day I went by to see him, he was gone. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, he was just so happy. What in the world is going on? And the Lord gave me this scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And I didn't know what that looked like, but that man showed me what it looked like. Because every day I went to each day he was happier than he was the day before.
Hallelujah.
And that's what it's higher than a heart. That's what that renewed spirit looks like in us. It's renewed day by day. And sometimes can't bring people to the Lord if we're down and pressed and depressed and out of it. One day, I have a picture on, not a picture, but it's just a writing on the wall. It says, help is a prayer away. And I was feeling really down. And that picture is never crooked. This day, that picture was almost sideways to bring my attention to it. Help is a prayer away. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I've seen, you know, people in the hospital, you know, kind of like that. It reminded me of this man. I didn't know him, but people I knew him. And I went to the hospital. But this particular man, he was saved. And it sounded like this guy right here, either he got saved or he remembered he was saved, the one that you just told us about when you gave him that Bible. But this guy that I saw, he was in the hospital. He had been non-responsive for like a couple of days, and his wife was starting to feel, you know, really kind of way because he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't eating or anything. And so the Lord told me to just go in and worship the Lord. So I went up into a worship in this man's room, and I can recall he was laying in the bed. His elbows were on the bed. He raised up his hands and started moving them from side to side as he was laying in the bed. And that was his only response for the past 2 days, 2 or 3 days. And his wife was so happy to see that even though he hadn't been responding, he was now worshiping the Lord. And within the next couple of days, he went on home. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. But it was like he got a good worship in before he left.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God. And I think that that's what the man did that the Lord had you to minister to. Amen. He got his worship in. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing
You're
that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Those who just joined the line, we are hearing people giving thanks to the Lord and what they're giving thanks to the Lord for. Hallelujah. We had a word earlier, and our word was the art of thanksgiving. Amen. And having a grateful heart, hallelujah, causes us to give thanks in all things. Amen. That's a quick snapshot of it, of what was said. Pastor Price, opening up your line. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number one key. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. And Pastor Mom, I love you, Mom. Apostle, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mom. It's good to hear your voice today. Last week I was there with you. Joy and Amber are going to go first, and then I go after them. We're all on the same line. We're in the same room, all right?
Amen.
Apostle.
Okay. Amen.
Yes, Joy.
Amen. Hey, everyone. Hey, Grandma. Hey, Barbara. Hello. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm thankful for. Well, I'm thankful for everything, Xfinity. You can't even count how much blessings I am thankful to God for everything that he has done for me and all my family. So that's all I want to say. And here's Amber.
Hello, everyone. Infant here. She had a mask on. Hello to you all, Pastor Grandma, and Apostle Barbara, and every single one of you. I just pray you all have a blessed Thanksgiving. I truly thank God. I'm just so grateful that we are able to fellowship with one another and to praise Him. And I'm just grateful for life and for us all continuing to be here, for God continuing to strengthen us and doing for strengthening us to all He has called each and every one of us to do. So God bless you all, and I pray you all have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're still here in the room with me. And I just want to, I have, as Joy says, I have, I have so much to thank God for. I love that song that you gave today. I love every part of the service. Say it again, Papa.
Yeah, I was like, I was trying to stop crying. I was, I went up in a good old praise and worship.
Well, I thank God for every part of the service today, for Mom with the welcome and the Lord's Prayer. Mom, you did a great job, Mom. I love you, Mom. I want to thank God for the choir. Thank you. Oh, I love to hear that, Mom. I love to hear that. And I thank God for glory to God. And I thank God. I thank God for the choir, Minister Rachel, and her family singing just such a wonderful song, the songs. And I give glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the pearl to ponder on patience today. I really thank God with that. And I thank God for the, when you began to talk about how 1,000 years is as a day, and one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. And that's a part two of my thanksgiving to God, because I thought about how Dad, Joe and my dad went to be with the Lord both at the same year in 2020. And I was just thankful to God for that they've only been there a few minutes. I was also thinking about how that Dad's mom, see, her birthday, Dad's birthday is on the 20th of this month, and his mom, Grandmother Elizabeth, her birthday was on the 14th of this month. And so I was just thankful to God that they've been there only, you know, they said, when I've been there 10,000 years, when we've been there 10,000 years, I mean, it won't be but like 10 days being there, you know? So I just thank God for that. Thankful to God that we don't sorrow as those who have no hope, for we thank God that we will be able, through the goodness of Jesus Christ, to see our loved ones again. I'm so thankful to our kind Heavenly Father for who He is in our lives, for being the one who loved us so much that He gave the very best that He had to give. I thank the Lord for Jesus, who also shows us that not only is He our Savior, our Lord, and our God, but He is our very best friend, because He gave His life for us. He showed us a best friend that would lay down His life for us on Calvary's cross. And then I thank the Lord for His precious Holy Spirit. I thank God so much. He is our divine helper, our divine friend. He leads and guides us in all truth. And I just praise God for that. I thank God for all of His provisions, how He has been. It's been one thing when my husband was living that he worked on a job and wanted to be able to have a nice retirement when he retired. So it gave us a modicum of living nicely, you know. Once he passed, there were several things that were taken away in certain things, but God has always has provided. I thank the Lord for His provision. Thank you, hallelujah, for Him being our source from whom all blessings flow, that we didn't go out on the street. We didn't have to be displaced. God has been a good God, and He's used ones. And I thank God for the obedience and the love of one for God, because I know sometimes it's hard when people, it's a good thing, you know, when God uses us to give, but it takes faith to do that too, and it takes obedience to do that. Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God. He wanted to be obedient unto the Father. So I've seen the obedience of ones that the Lord has used, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. Every time I, you know, here in the Memphis area, there are people who live in mansions here, and they have maybe a couple of ponds and a swimming pool and like mansions here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm grateful for the townhouse I have. I'm just grateful for it. I'm grateful that we could remain there. I'm grateful for his goodness unto us. And I thank him also for his keeping power, of them keeping our hearts and our minds. And then lastly, I was thankful for his keeping power over my children, every one of my children.
Yeah.
And especially we had an incident that happened last night. And I was so grateful to God for his good. I was sitting in my living room here, and I heard like a real, oh, Lord, that's an accident. And our townhouse is separated by a hedge of trees that lead to a major street on the other side of those trees. So as the crow flies, if that hedge wasn't there, I'd be right on a major street. But there is a hedge of like a forest. It looks like a forest behind me, but on the other side of that forest is a major street. And it's really only, you know, maybe about a block or so if you would walk it. But I heard this. I said, I said, Lord, wonder what that is. I said, well, if it's something, maybe I hear an ambulance after that. That's what I was saying. Maybe I hear an ambulance or something. I didn't start praying. I'm going to tell you, I didn't start praying right away. I didn't start praying. And so when I heard the noise of the, you know, like this thing, then I get a phone call. And I was in another room gathering my clothes to wash. And the phone rang, and it was Amber. And I missed it. But she called back again. And she was in, and her voice was escalated. And I said, baby, what's the matter? She said, Mama, there's been an accident. I said, y'all all right? And she said, yes, Mama, we all right. She said, but there's a man here, and he's out on the street, and he's you know, going. And we began to, first thing the Lord had me to do was bind the spirit of death and dying from over him. And
yes,
began to plead the blood of Jesus. And they were out there. Joy and Em was out there pleading the blood of Jesus. They didn't have nothing to cover his head, because his head was bleeding. And Amber went and got her blanket and took it. And his wife, she was in the accident out there too. And they wrapped his head with the blanket. They tried to stop the bleeding. And then the people that had ran in the apartment complex, there is a thing that you have to put your card to get in. It's electronic, and it opens the gate. They ran into that. These young men ran into that, and they took off running. So and then Amber began to say, Mama, he's trying to get up. Mama, he's trying to get up. They're trying to tell him, lay there, don't move, mister, don't move, mister. And he's moaning, he's crying, he's cussing now. He cussing and all. But Joya, she ain't let that cussing bother her, honey. She was, the blood of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm saying, and I said, well, how far? Then when they said they had ran into the thing at the gate, and the Lord said, put your coat on and going on around there. And I put my coat, because it was cold, kind of cold last night. It got down a little bit here. But anyway, I got around there, and I'm seeing Jesus. They're saying, I'm on the phone with Joy Amber, and she's still praying. Joy is still over there with the wife and the family, because the wife was saying, call the ambulance, and we're waiting on the paramedics and the fire trucks and things to get there. And I got over there, and I don't know what, all I can do is tell you I give glory to God. All I can do is say, I think I must have reminded the man of his mama or something. I must have reminded the man of his mama or something. And I said, look, it's all right, Jesus. I said, God is taking. I said, you must have somebody in your family that's praying for you, because God can put your people that's praying for you. I said, it's all right. It's going to be all right. And God looked like it calmed him down, and his wife.
She had him in a
lap, like over her, with the Amber's blanket around the man's head. And then finally, the paramedics and things arrived, and they were able to come and take him and get ready to take. And I believe his wife also. We didn't know. I said, Joy, go find out what her name is and his name, so we can hold him up. Go find out. And we found out they live right here in the complex with us.
Wow.
They live right here. His man's name is Willie, and they live right here in the complex with us. Somebody had hit and run. They were in a truck. The guys that hit them
and hit them in, on their car, did on their truck, but ended up hitting and running right into the mechanisms there. So I was saying, Lord, I want to thank you. I was saying, Lord, thank you for keeping me. Oh, I want to say this about hallelujah. Joy never worked on the way home. It was nighttime. And when it got to the, we've had this happen to us before. So this is the reason I'm saying this, because we've got to be so aware of the warning when God tells us something. They said they got right to the house, and Amber's foot started hurting. That's his way of letting us know, don't go there, don't do it. So she said, I can't go home yet. I can't go home yet. We can't go home, Joy. So they turned the car and went on over to McDonald's to go get coffee. And so, but then when they got to go get coffee, they just ordered one coffee. We usually get a large coffee and share it between all of us. But they said, we're going to give you an extra coffee, which still God. Still God was keeping them
hallelujah.
Before they
thank
got home.
Lord.
And by the time they got back to the
thank
house again,
Lord.
Back to the entrance, everything had already taken place. So
Jesus, God came up
with the accident. So God was one that had given them, he says, as many as are led by the Spirit are the children of God. It might not be your foot that hurt. Mm-hmm. Some people's hand hurt. I can remember, now I'll stop with this, I can remember coming home one day in California, and the Lord said, don't go down that way. At first my foot started hurting, and I said, Lord, what is it? What is it, Father? What is it, Father? And then the Lord said, don't go that way. I started going, so I'm just hearing stuff. It's just me. And I go on into the street, and up in front of me they were shooting. They were having a shootout. And I started driving down the street backwards to get out of the line of fire. Mm-hmm. And I know, he said, you listen to me now. And the last one, Apostle, because I hear this one, it may be for somebody later on. Because I know we're going to get out. You're going to get out. This is the last one. I went in to go. And give me in California, in Linwood, to give me a dress. And when I got in there, I had my little girl I used to babysit. She's probably almost 40 years old now, 30-some years old now. No, she's probably about 40 years old now. But she was just a little baby, two or three old, but very obedient. I said, now, you're going to sit on this table, and I'm going inside this and try on this dress. Don't move now. And so the girl that worked in the counter was out at the counter. When I got in the room, this was the first time I ever heard God speak to me in this kind of a way. In a booming voice, he said, don't go out that door. And I said, don't go out that door? I said, why, Lord? The dressing room had a louver door on it. And I peeked out, and there were two men, one at the door, front door, and one at the counter who were robbing the store. They had guns. And I peeked back, got back in, closed the door. They didn't see me. They didn't even pay attention to the baby that was sitting there. They robbed the store, and then I came out. And I learned then, at that time, God will keep us. He'll keep us. I'm thankful for being led by the Spirit. I'm thankful for him keeping my daughters. I'm thankful for him giving us warnings when things come up. And let us heed the warnings. When he said don't do something, even though somebody might not like it, somebody might not understand it, but if he said don't do it, we got to be obedient. Sometimes that, as you said, that foot anointing, sometimes it can be something that can be exasperating, because you say, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord?
Right.
But it will be even if it's just to pause and say, Lord, what is it? We'll give him time to keep us from all evil, hurt, harm, and danger. So I thank God. For this Thanksgiving, I thank God for Mom, Pastor Mom. I love
hallelujah.
You, Pastor Mom. I love you, Apostle. I thank God for you, Apostle.
Love
Pastor
you.
Pastor Catherine, for the wonderful care that y'all take care of Mom. Y'all doing the Lord, have mercy, for the care that you all do with Mom. And I know it's not a little thing. It's not a little thing. So I want to thank God for each one of you all, and may you all have that blessed and happy Thanksgiving. So God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, wait,
thank
wait,
you for
wait,
sharing.
Wait.
Hallelujah.
What Joyce said? Joyce said, tell what you said. Okay. And we also want to thank Grandma. We want to thank you, Mom, for your prayers for each one of us, your children. Pastor Mom, we want to thank you for the care that you've had for every single one of your children, and the care that you have for Apostle and Pastor Catherine and each one of us. Because even while I was there, Mom, and you wanted to know where was Joy and where was Amber. So I thank God for you, Mom, and thank God for all of your prayers, and we give glory to God. All right, Apostle, now I'm going to go back on mute. Joy wanted to make sure we said that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. She was listening.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at her with these long eyelashes.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing. That was really something. Amen. Well, Joy had told me something had happened, but she didn't go through all that. She didn't tell me all those details, but thank you. I just thank God for all of that. Amen. Okay, Reverend Treva, opening up your line. Welcome, Reverend
Hello.
Treva. Always good to see
Hi,
you.
God bless you. Good to be here. And I'm just thankful and thankful for the testimonies and thankful to God for how He's with you in good times. He's with you when you're going through things. And I'm just thankful for everything that I've heard so far. Yesterday I was with my baby sister. We went to a birthday party. I called it one of my first Thanksgiving dinners of the season. So I was thankful for that. And I just thank God I was able to be a part of this service today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. It's
you're
always
welcome,
wonderful to see you on a Sunday. I know we don't always see you on a Sunday, so
well, I've been here
it's a blessing.
I've been here almost a month.
I see.
Coming on Sunday. Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you
Amen.
So much.
You're welcome.
All right.
God
well,
bless you.
Okay.
Happy
All
Thanksgiving.
Right. You too. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Checking my text to see if anybody had texted me. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for so many things. I got my thanks and praise going on earlier today. But, you know, as Joy says, Xfinity, I could continue on to infinity to thank God for all that he has done. It's this, you know, he's awesome. He's altogether lovely. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and close today. Hallelujah. Praying that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and you know, God has put me in a great state of expectation for this Thanksgiving. And I want to share that with all of you. As you have a grateful heart, hallelujah, be in a state, a great state of expectation for God to do that Ephesians 3:20, exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, because we've been asking, that you could think, because we've been thinking it, and that you could even imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he has said to me, that be in that state of expectation, and I share that with you because I know that what he said to me is just not for me. It's for you too. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Mom,
yes.
You have any comments you want to say and then close us out in prayer?
No.
No comment?
No.
Are you thankful for all of us on the line this morning?
No.
Yes? You meant to say yes, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I
you thank God?
Uh-huh. Thank God for it.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, let's close out in prayer. May the Lord. May the Lord. Watch
between
me and me. While we're absent.
Go ahead.
Between me and they.
While we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful for Mom, for Pastor Mom. As we go, remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.